Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to In All Honesty, the podcast where we get real about life and all the problems that come with it. I'm Michelle Ellman and I'm a 5 board accredited life coach, public speaker, author of The Joy of Being Selfish and Am I Ugly? And my new book, The Selfish Romantic, coming out in January. I'm passionate about teaching people to communicate, heal the wounds of the past, feel your feelings, and ultimately giving you the tools to change your own life. This is the space where you get your personal development needs met, and we talk about all things growth, self-awareness, and communication with complexity and nuance. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, stick around because I think you're going to like it here. Today, I want to talk about why it's important to not test your relationships, whether it's your friendships or your romantic relationships. And one of the reasons I was inspired to make this episode was because I'm watching both The Ultimatum and Love Island. And Love Island have just done the week where they go to Casa Amor. If you've never watched it, it's when they send all the people who are coupled up to a different villa to a brand new set of boys and a brand new set of girls, see if they cheat for a week, and then send them back. And at the end of the week, they have a choice whether to stay with their original partner or find a new partner from Casa Amor. As a result, a lot of people use this week as a free-for-all. Even though they've been together with someone for 2-3 weeks, they act as if they're single again, and of course that causes a lot of drama, which makes a lot of great TV. The Ultimatum has a similar format. So someone gets brought onto the show, given an ultimatum because one person wants to get married, the other person doesn't. And what they do is for 3 weeks, they live with a different person to see if they would be a better match. And then they live 3 weeks with their original partner. And at the end of it, they have to either decide to get married or to move on. Both of these shows imply that testing your relationship is normal, healthy, and could even make your relationship stronger. But the thing is, this is not how real life works. A lot of the time in both these shows, they go, well, this is just a simulation, an experiment. This is a microcosm of the real world. Because in the real world, your relationship will get tested. Yes, and also, your relationship might get tested in different ways, like around money and kids and values and morals. But it won't get tested in the way that they're testing it in this show. It won't get tested for fidelity and loyalty because you would never entertain that if you were an exclusive committed relationship. And it really reminded me of one of the best books I've read by Jonathan Gottman, and it's called 8 Dates. And he talks about commitment within it. And I genuinely had a light bulb moment when I was reading this, and I was actually on the way to meeting my boyfriend as I was reading this book. And when he turned up, he was like, are you all right? And I was like, I know, I just had a massive light bulb moment reading this book. And he basically talks about this couple who he couldn't figure out what the problem was with this relationship. So he's a relationship therapist and he was really struggling with this couple, and this couple were going to quit therapy. And he said, well, can you just do one more session with me since you're going to quit? For free, do one more session because it's just frustrating me why I haven't figured this out. So the couple come in, they tell this story about how they went to a party and how the wife is upset because he spent the whole party flirting with another woman, and he's upset because she wanted to go home early. And in the car, she's thinking, I wish I had a man who didn't flirt with other people when we went to a party. And in the car, the man was thinking, I wish I was with the woman I was talking to because she was willing to have fun, who wanted to stay, and I'm being dragged home early when I don't want to go. And it was in that moment Dr. Gottman realised that even though these two were married and had been married for 20 years, they had never actually committed to each other. Yes, in words, in a marriage, you're technically committed, but his definition of commitment is that you stop looking elsewhere. What both these parties were doing is they were seeing whether the grass was greener. If you're going, well, she does something that you don't do, or he does something, if only I could have a man who does something that your person, your partner doesn't meet, then you're still looking outside of the relationship. And part of commitment is accepting the decision you made and to stop looking elsewhere. It's essentially shutting down the option of the grass is greener. And this is what both these shows do. And it's actually quite unfair because with both shows, you're comparing something that's older, is gonna have conflicts because it's a longer term relationship, to something that's brand new. It's always easier in the beginning. And just because you're not seeing the flaws that you have in your current relationship doesn't mean you're not gonna develop different conflicts down the road. It's essentially you comparing the honeymoon phase to actually serious long-term love. And of course, that's gonna bring up conflict. And if you're always looking for what your partner is missing, what you actually do is you ignore the things that you take for granted. The reason why you shouldn't test your relationship is because if you're testing it for loyalty, for trust, for respect, it already means you don't have it. And you're doing it via an indirect communication method, in which case it's a dangerous game to play. Directly communicating tells you whether that person actually wants to meet your need.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We have this thing within relationships of always thinking the grass is greener, but you forget that with any other relationship, you're going to have problems too. You just might have different problems that you're currently having now. When you get into a relationship, of course, your attraction for other people doesn't stop. But if you test with it, you play with fire, then don't be surprised if the trust, the loyalty, the respect in your relationship disappears or fragments over time, because inherent in the test is showing that you don't trust each other. So it's not to say that when you commit to someone, you stop finding other people attractive. In fact, I know a number of relationships where they will openly comment on how attractive other people are in front of their partner. The difference is commitment means not acting on it. Commitment means that you don't actually entertain the thought of what it would be like to be in a relationship with that person. Because yes, in a fantasy, in an illusion, and in the start of a relationship, you are always going to think the grass is greener. But it takes up so much time to build up a connection, to build up intimacy, to build up trust. And you're forgetting that that's a huge benefit to long-term love. I think the concept of both of these shows aren't meant to develop healthy love. And if you enter into any relationship with threats of, I want this, otherwise I'm going to go, then that's not a healthy relationship anyway. And of course, both of these shows are designed to be good TV. But the reason why I wanted to make a podcast episode on it is how many people are watching this thinking this is normal to go around testing your relationships? Frankly, every relationship is going to have different boundaries around how you spend your time, how much you flirt, what constitutes as cheating. But all of that can be resolved if you actually have the conversation before you get to that point. And you can bring it up quite easily. You can bring it up within TV shows. If there's a TV show where someone's cheating on another, say, you know what? I was thinking about it the other day. What actually is cheating to you? Is it watching porn? Is it using a cam girl or any of these things? And I've heavily focused on romantic relationships because both of these shows focus on that. But this is the same without friendships. If you want something from your friend that they are not providing, tell them. If you are testing it by not texting them to see if they notice, or testing them to see if they make more effort, or that if you don't make a plan, will they make the plan? Then you don't actually know whether they care, you just are testing whether they notice. And that's a very different thing. See, now if you say, hey, I've noticed that you're not making a lot of effort and I would really like you to make more effort, and then they go, no, or there's no behavior change, then you know it's because that they're not willing to put that investment in a relationship. It's not because that they just didn't notice. We already live in a culture of indirect communication, especially for women, because men are given more permission to be direct in our communication. And so this idea of testing relationships just reinforces this idea of indirect communication, and it just means that it gets more complicated. And actually, in most cases, when you communicate indirectly, it means both parties end up being at fault. Because if you've communicated indirectly and tested that person, it means you also don't trust them either. Ultimately, if a relationship is healthy, you'll have the vulnerability where you can tell the person how you feel, and that can be acknowledged, and you can feel seen and you can feel heard. But if you don't feel that way, then there might already be a problem in that relationship. And the only way you'll know is to communicate that. The reason why we don't is because it's more vulnerable. And so anytime you have one of those moments where you're like, oh, I really want to just like see if they notice or test them in some way, actually lean in and do the opposite. Be vulnerable. Actually share what you're feeling in that moment and see if that person reciprocates how you're feeling. A lot of these shows are a lot of fun entertainment. I get asked all the time, how can you watch it as a life coach? Well, I watch it as downtime. It's when I can switch off my brain. And to be honest, I don't know why, but TV shows are my go-to relaxation in the same way that some people are board games, some people are reading. Reading is very close to my work, and TV shows that are a certain level of seriousness actually can become my work, because I then end up posting about them and writing about them and all kinds of things. So reality TV shows are my jam. But you'll know that if you follow me anywhere. So stop testing your relationships. If you test your relationships, you are in the wrong as well. And instead, start communicating directly. Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world if you could leave a review wherever you're listening to this, and share it on social media and tag me in it so I can share it too. Come find me at Michelle L. Ellman on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We do fun things on there, like Q&A Mondays, and on Fridays, we celebrate your boundary wins. There's a whole community of people who want to grow and heal as well, and we're waiting to welcome you whenever you're ready. In the meantime, make sure to feel your feelings, set some boundaries, communicate in the way you want to be communicated with, ask for what you need, and I know sometimes you forget, but someone loves you, and I'll speak to you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.